My brothers and sisters, it is indeed a pleasure to present to you Brother Imam Shahid Shabazz.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, the merciful Redeemer, the merciful Benefactor. We give all praises to the Creator of the heavens and earth this evening. We bear witness that there is no God except one. We bear witness that the God that created the heavens and the earth is unseen. With that said, we would like to greet our beloved audience in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad. And this is in the Arabic language, it means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Today, we want to speak on the topic or title of the psychological effects of slave mentality. Also, we included in the title, the ghost of slavery still haunts the African-American people in the 21st century. We chose this topic because we have a serious problem today in the African-American race of unity. We can't seem to come together and work as a group to establish our independence, though we've been in this country over five centuries. So there's a serious problem. We will attempt, with the help of Almighty God, to go into this problem and try to bring out the solutions to this problem so that we can move on as a people and fulfill the destiny for which Almighty God allowed us to be brought to this country and put in bondage for. It was not for nothing. There's a purpose. And today, this evening, we will attempt to go into the purpose and bring out the solution so that we can fulfill our purpose and destiny for which Almighty God has chosen for us, in particular as a people, the African American people. So with that said, my people, we will start by bringing to our attention the genocide and all the racial problems that African American people are experiencing today in the 21st century. It's because the real slavery is not over and will never be over as long as the African American or so-called Negro do not recognize that the real slavery is not physical, but mental or psychological. So, in order to overcome the ghost of slave mentality, the psychological effects that slavery is still plaguing the African-American race with today, the African-American people must change their thinking. We must have a revolution of the mind so that our minds can evolve out of slave thinking into a thinking that would make us an independent people where we can stand up on our own feet, do for self, think for self, and become an independent people within this diverse country, the United States of America. That is one of the great things about this country. It allows everybody to establish themselves as an ethnic group. The diversity makes this country beautiful, but you have to have your own thinking in order to become independent. So, we want to go back in slavery just for a little while this evening. Back in the days of slavery, the slaves were divided. When we were brought here to this country from Africa, the families were separated, and this plan of separation of the slaves by the slave master was to create this union among the slaves to keep them disunited. So the slave master came up with a plan to teach the slaves to distrust each other and to only trust the slave master and their overseers, or back in slavery, as they were called, the house Negro. You see, back in the chattel days of slavery, the slave master divided the slaves into two groups. One was called the house Negro, and one was called the field Negro. The house Negro stayed in the house with the slave master. The house Negro dressed better than the field Negro. The house Negro was fed better food than the field Negro. The field Negro got the worst treatment by the slave master. All this was designed by the slave masters to create animosity, enmity, and ill will among the house Negro and the field Negro. And this plan of the slave masters kept the slaves divided, disunited. So what we are experiencing today in the 21st century is the carryover, the effects of about 500 years of brainwashing. So in order for the African American people to overcome this ongoing crisis, vicious cycle, we must stop it at the root. And that root is divide and contain. So the solution today to overcome what slavery have did to the African American people is to stop thinking as individuals and start thinking as one people, as a group. Then we as a people can overcome together what I call the ghost of slave mentality. United we stand, my people, in truth and justice, and divided we fall. So let's stop the self-hatred that the ghost of slave mentality has created in us as a people against one another, and realize that we are one people. No matter what our religious belief or economic or social background. You see, every race understands that their survival depends on unity and racial solidarity, meaning that no people can maintain without this understanding and recognition that their survival depends on common responsibilities and interest as between members of one mind, one united mind. Since the African American people have been here in this United States of America, we have suffered many great injustices and great inhumane treatment. One of the most is that the government of these United States of America wrote in the Declaration of Independence, they said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all human beings," they said men, but men are man meaning mankind, "are created equal and endowed with inalienable rights." That is, rights that can't be taken away from them. These rights are the rights that Almighty God has given to every human being that no one has the right to take away. This is what they wrote in this Declaration of Independence. From other human beings, no human being can take these rights. But the slave masters of the United States of America said that the Negro was three-fifths of a human being. They also did another very great injustice to the Negroes. They made up a religion for the Negro that made everything associated with divine or God white. The angels were made white. The God was made white. All of this was designed to instill or create in the Negro an inferiority complex. This inferiority complex have took all the human integrity, self-esteem from the American Negro as a race. So in order for the African-American people to reclaim our human self-respect, we must stop this process by a new thinking. We must have a redemption of our mind to undo what slave mentality have did to destroy our mind, so that we would hate and destroy ourselves as a race of people. First, we must understand that we all, as human beings, are equal in the sight of Almighty God. So people, as we prepare to bring this to a conclusion, we just want to say that the Creator's plan for all mankind, all people, is freedom of will. And this means that people must make the choice to submit to the Creator's will or plan for their life. The Creator will not force anyone or any race to submit to his plan or purpose. They must do it willingly, because his plan is for our own benefit as human beings. But this said, my beloved people, we will bring this to a conclusion, and we pray that Almighty God will forgive us of any mistakes, any faults. We have attempted to do our best to bring to you a message we hope that will cause the African-American people as a race to begin to examine ourselves and realize that slavery has caused us to lose our self-respect as a people. And the only way we can regain that self-respect, we must come back to realize that God created us as one race and not as individuals. With that said, we greet you in the greetings of peace. And this is in the Arabic language as we began. It means peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.